Today is Thursday, the 5th of September, 2019. It is the 248th day of the year, 117 days remaining till the end of the year, 18 days until autumn begins, 180 days until primaries, and 425 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:44 this morning. The sun will set at 7:31. We have 12 hours and 47 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar noon will be at 1:07. The first high tide just now at 5:37, the next high tide at 5:10 this afternoon. The only low tide of the day will be at 10:41 this morning. The moon is currently 43.3% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a full moon on Friday the 13th. Today is Be Late for Something Day, National Cheese Pizza Day, National Shrink Day, National Samosa Day. It's also Jeune Genevois. It is the International Day of Charity, Teachers Day in India, Flag Flying Day for Denmark's deployed personnel, and the first day of school in Vietnam. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Johann Christian Bach, Tolstoy, Jesse James, Amy Beach, Gene Dalrymple, Daryl Zanuck, Arthur Kessler, Sunnyland Slim, John Cage, Paul Volcker, Bob Newhart, Werner Erhard, Jonathan Kozel, John Stewart the singer, Raquel Welch, Werner Herzog, Al Stewart, Freddie Mercury, Loudon Wainwright III, Buddy Miles, Kathy Geiswhite, Marc-Andre Hamlin, and Dweezil Zappa. On this day in history in 1666, the Great Fire of London ends. 10,000 buildings, including Old St. Paul's Cathedral, are destroyed, but only six people are known to have died. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at klw.org. Yay, Robbie Robertson, one of my musical heroes, on cue from the CBC this afternoon at 6 o'clock here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice, the chicken sausage and cheddar eggel sandwich, the cheese ravioli, and the lemon pepper corn. Some other schools may also have the chicken or veggie burrito, the chicken tamale and refried beans, the chicken Caesar salad and flatbread, plantains, not bananas, but plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. If your company participates in a matching gift program, ask your HR department how to match your gift to KALW. Join the hundreds of KALW listeners who have made a big difference, doubling or in some cases tripling their donation by taking this simple step. More information, click the support button at KALW.org, and thank you. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. She is not silent anymore. The woman who was sexually assaulted 4 years ago by a Stanford swimmer is revealing her identity. Her name is Chanel Miller. She spoke with the New York Times and with 60 Minutes telling her story. She's written a memoir called Know My Name, and it's expected in bookstores by the 24th. Back in 2016, during the Brock Turner trial, Chanel, who was protected under the pseudonym Emily Doe, gave a powerful statement during her attacker's sentencing hearing. The judge gave Chanel's convicted rapist only 6 months in jail. A campaign recalled that judge the first time in California since 1932. An employer, a coworker, or a teacher could ask a judge to take guns away from someone who could be a danger to themselves or others. Such a law has passed the California Senate. It still needs to be approved by the state assembly. We already have a red flag law here in California, but only law enforcement and family members could ask judges to take away a dangerous person's guns. A member of the California State Assembly, Phil Ting, representing us here in San Francisco, introduced Assembly Bill 61 after 2018 shooting that killed 12 people in Thousand Oaks by a man who showed signs of instability. It is now illegal to trap animals in California for recreation or to sell their fur. Governor Newsom signed a bill yesterday introduced by Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez into law. She says it makes California the first state to ban people from trapping animals for recreation or commerce. But it's still legal to trap animals for other purposes, including pest control and public health. A legislative analysis of the bill notes fur trapping licenses for recreation and commerce have declined in recent years. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and we have a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.